So anytime you're going to have a conversation about structure, you have to know, even though I said start totally agnostically, and that is exactly how you should begin, blank slate, don't worry about people, personalities, their feelings, none of that yet. Please know that anytime you design structure, you are fundamentally altering power, the experience of power in a system. And people are very, very attuned to power dynamics. Both the feeling of injustice, the feeling of losing power, the feeling of gaining power, the feeling of their stock and status rising and falling in an organization, all of which has a direct impact on morale. And so as we start talking about this next tool, which is the RACI chart, it looks like a pretty harmless spreadsheet mostly, but every time you change a little code or a symbol or a letter on the spreadsheet that I'll show you, you are playing with power and people's experience of their own relationship to work. So just be mindful of that. We'll talk about a process, we'll kind of remind you of a process for how to use the RACI chart once you understand how it works. So for now, let's talk about the RACI chart. R-A-C-I, that's what the word RACI is symbolized by. And these are what the words mean, or the letters mean, I should say. The first letter is R, and that's responsible. So R represents the code for anybody who has the responsibility of seeing a particular action through, like we defined already. The A is approve. So this is anybody who has the power or the authority, as we used that word in the last video, the authority to make a decision, approve a process, move forward in some meaningful way. The third letter is C. C stands for consult. This is basically something we didn't talk about in the last video, but effectively this is somebody who needs to be consulted before any decision is made, but they have no formal authority to make the decision. All it means is that some action that you're going to take has a direct impact on them and their world, but so you need to consult with them, you need to get their input, you need to understand what their perspective is, but you retain the right, if you're the approver, to not take their advice. So that's the consult, which means you get to give information before any decision is made. And the last is I, which is to effectively be informed. So this is somebody who really doesn't need to be consulted on the matter, doesn't need any kind of weighing in of power, has no responsibility in it, but they just need to know about it. So after whatever decision you make, just inform me so that I know, because I need to know that information to do some of my tasks. And then in some cases, there'll be no letter anywhere, and that just means they're not relevant on that action item. They need to be informed of it. So with that, let me actually turn now and show you what a RACI chart looks like. And I've provided a blank RACI chart for you. You can download and you can build alongside what I'm talking about if you want to try, or you can just watch and then go back later with team members and start to build a RACI chart of your own. So here is the RACI chart that I want you to start to look at. Okay, so looking at the screen here, what I'm showing you is an example of, let's say, a marketing RACI chart. I've just chosen this because I know something about it. What you have at the top here are, you know, who's responsible, who approves, consult and inform, and along with that, some definitions. That way, people who are seeing this for the first time will begin to see and notice what this means. So what you have here then across this area, this is all of the major categories, so brand, creative campaign, these are the major categories, as well as the sequence of major events or deliverables or decisions that have to be made. So that's what this section is all about here. And then what we have across the top is all of the various roles. Now the roles are not names, they are their titles or their function, right? So vice president of marketing, vice president of operations, a regional manager, let's say, a marketing manager, and a CEO. The regional manager, let's say, reports into the vice president of operations, and the marketing manager reports into the vice president of marketing. And then what you have here is simply the sea of letters that are selected from any of these up here. And all you're doing is you're identifying who has what power to approve, consult, be informed, or are responsible. Now, if you go back to the original definitions that I showed you in the last video, we talked about how you separate responsibility, that's the R, and authority, which is the A, or the approval. But you can't separate authority and accountability. So in this document, the A represents both who is most accountable, as well as who has the final authority. And so that's why the RACI chart ensures they are merged, but responsibility can be moved around if it need to be. So let's get back to the chart here. I'm gonna show you exactly how it could work if you were to use this. So let's say you're responsible now for doing this, and I've done this. This is a very small sample. These RACI charts can get a lot bigger, but here's the big idea. Anytime you're gonna do brand research, you gotta start with marketing research. You have to get consumer insights. And the question is, who's responsible for doing that? Of this whole group of people here, who's responsible? Well, they've decided in this case that the marketing manager gets the R. That means that their job is ultimately to initiate the marketing research, design the surveys, figure out who's gonna talk to who about what, when, all that fun stuff, make sure that all of the results are tabulated, tallied, organized, and put into a nice frame. Now, at the end, what you're gonna have is somebody will have to say, did I like that survey question? Did I not like that survey question? I think maybe we should try this instead. Maybe we should do focus groups instead of an online thing. Maybe we should do it in person, all that stuff, all those decisions. You can see here in this chart, the VP of marketing is ultimately the one who gets the A, the approve. So that VP of marketing decides, look, I know a lot more about this stuff, but I need you to be doing it, but I gotta approve it along the way. And so this is why that person gets the A. Now you'll notice the VP of ops, maybe in this case, they just wanna be informed, the same with the CEO and the regional manager, they don't even have to know about this. So that's just line one, okay? And I'm not gonna go through absolutely every line, but let me just walk you through a couple of others and show you how you could change it, and you could see how power and authority starts to get messed with, sometimes helpfully, sometimes it can be quite threatening for people. So this can be contentious at times. All right, let's move down to something like the key incentives. So what I mean by a key incentive here is, let's say that you're in marketing and you have an operator who's running the product and figured out all the budgeting of that product and how to make it profitable and everything that's required. And they know that there are certain incentives, discounts or deals that you can run as a marketer that would incite purchase, but they're the ones who have the ultimate authority on that. And so as a marketer, you might wanna say, gosh, we really need to give, you know, kind of a 2-for-1 this week, or we need to try this. And the operator may be like, you give a 2-for-1 this week, we're dead in the water. Like our quarter's ending, or there may be other reasons why, but they might decide that they need the final control over that. So if you look at the chart here, in the key incentives, the R, the responsibility, goes to the vice president of operations. They also get a consult. Sometimes you can have an R without a C, but very often if you're getting an R, you're usually gonna get a C, but it doesn't have to be that way. And then the CEO is going to ultimately be approving that, and it could be that the VP of marketing doesn't even get a say. They're just told, like, this is what's going to happen. So that's more of that's how you can see more of that. Let's look at external creative agency relationships. So this is, let's say you're going to hire some sort of a company. You're a VP of marketing, you want to hire an ad agency. Well, so who's going to manage that relationship? Who's responsible for selecting which agency you're going to use? Who's going to run the process by which you select that? So here's what this RACI would tell you. First thing it tells you is that the VP of marketing is both responsible for running the entire process and also has the authority to approve whatever happens in that process. And in this case, maybe the marketing manager is consulting alongside. In this case, maybe the CEO, they don't care, they're fine. Whatever you decide, I trust, just let me know what you decide. Or that CEO may want an A, they want to approve it. So that's one possibility. Let's keep moving here. Let's look at a few more examples. Let me show you an example where the creative brief, if you go down to the creative campaign, let's say you've got the branding all figured out, done the marketing research. Now you're looking at the creative campaign. Here you might decide, okay, we gotta write a creative brief. Now a creative brief is, here's what we're gonna say, here's how we're gonna say it, here's the key competitive messages, here's how we wanna position ourselves in the marketplace. And here, all of this creative brief is going to set the tone for the creative, the headlines, the photographs, and all the stuff that's gonna be produced to express this creative campaign. So that's how this usually works. Now, let's say that there's a contentious relationship going on because of various accountabilities and authorities and all the things that are going on between the VP of ops and the VP of marketing. And one way is to get that aligned is you say, look, both of you are gonna have to agree in order for us to move forward because we don't wanna have any more fights about this. So here's what that would look like on a RACI chart. The creative brief, you would see, okay, look, the VP of marketing, because that's their expertise, is gonna have the responsibility to draft it and generate it. But the VP of Ops, they're going to get the authority to approve alongside the VP of Marketing. Now, that is sometimes a necessary thing that has to happen, but you want to be careful because sometimes it can cause bottlenecking. So whenever possible, here are the rules. There's always and only one R, ever. Only one person is responsible for overseeing something. If there are multiple people responsible, you're going to step on toes. So that's why you identify what are the various elements and stages and decision and key points and who needs what responsibility where. The A, you can have as many C's as you want, as many I's as you want, but the A you want to treat very sparingly. So you want to make sure there are only, whenever possible, 1A is better. There are obviously going to be times when there are organization-wide initiatives or maybe major investments that require a board decision, at which point a board would need to have everybody gets an A on the board and everybody can weigh in. And so there are examples where that's a necessity, but whenever possible, you want to try to force yourself to go, who's really the ultimate authority and ultimate approver? And they need to know that because they're going to be the fog and bottleneck in the process. If it keeps getting delayed or they don't make a decision, they're holding everything up. So as you look at this whole chart, you can kind of go through and see, as you get down to like creative concepts, scripts, all those things, you'll notice that as you get down, the R starts to move as it gets more and more tactical, more and more down in the weeds. The R begins to move down over towards the marketing manager in this case. And here you see they are more responsible. And that's pretty common. In most RACI charts, what you'll see is as you get going down, if you see the main kind of boss retaining all the A's and all the R's, it means you are not making good use of your structure. So that's the other thing you want to look at is it's necessary in some cases for a particular role to get a whole lot of A's. But one of the things you want to be careful of is when one role gets all the A's, you're going to have a tremendous amount of bottlenecking potentially. So you just want to pay attention to, okay, have we really dispersed some of the authorities enough so that things can move a little bit more quickly as we need to? Now, this is an art, it's not a science, and so you get to take this, and I've shown you a blank one, and I want you to sort of imagine, okay, here's kind of a big issue thing that we need to go do or create, and here are the sub-elements, key decisions that we have to make, and then begin to map out. What would that look like in RACI land? Who would get which letters, how and when?